Extra Life faithful and anyone who might be new to the show. This is Scott Johnson, and you're listening to an Extra Life minicast. What you're about to hear is an interview I did with Jeremy Mack, the director of High Score, a film about a guy who sets out to beat the 20-year-old standing high score in Missile Command, the old arcade game. And I can't wait to see the movie. It's not out yet, but will be. And you can count on us letting you know when and where as soon as it does. But for now, you can check out this interview with Jeremy Mack. I'll see you on the other side. And with me on the line is Jeremy Mack, the director of High Score. Jeremy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I appreciate you joining me here today and answering a few questions.
That's my pleasure.
Very cool. For the fans who don't know any better, and most of you probably already do because we've talked a lot about this on the show, but Jeremy is the director of a documentary called High Score, and let's hear it from him. Kind of, you know, what's it all about and what's the big deal?
High Score is a story of one man's saga to take down the arcade classic Missile Command. And it's world record that stood for over 20 years.
Wow. And what's
in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's in a nutshell. What's his, tell us the name of our, not our victim, but our hero in this case.
The hero is Bill Carlton from Portland, Oregon.
Very cool. And he's, how old is Bill anyway?
Bill is 38, I believe.
38 years old. So he kind of comes from my generation. I'm just a little bit younger than him.
Exactly.
And the big question is, and so everyone knows, and you can learn a lot more about this by going to highscoremovie.com. And seeing the trailer and whatnot, but it's a Missile Command record. Why Missile Command? Why not something else?
Well, you know, he plays other games as well. He attempted Asteroids in 2003.
Yeah.
Which is actually how I found out about him. I read about that attempt on Twin Galaxies. And, you know, he's pretty good at some other games. Yeah, I probably shouldn't reveal the titles right now. I'll let him tell you. He just happens to be good at Missile Command. He enjoys playing it, and it's a game that he can marathon pretty comfortably. So,
not to give too much away, but in the trailer it indicates that he spent a good number of hours trying to beat this score. And without revealing how it all turned out and if he actually accomplished it, can you tell us how long he actually played in one sitting?
Well, that's a tough question. How long he played, but I can't answer that without revealing, I guess, you know, the ending of the movie. So
okay, cool.
I don't want to go there.
Okay, good. Where is this going to be seen? How are fans going to be able to get a hold of this thing? Are you going to be at festivals? Is this going to show up in limited release? What do we expect?
Yeah, we're trying to get all the details figured out right now. We just had the world premiere at the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin and managed to win the audience award there in our category, so that was pretty exciting. And got a couple other screenings at some festivals around the country coming up, and you know, currently talking to some people about either television broadcast or DVD sales.
Oh, very nice.
So it's definitely going to be available to the general public. It's just a question of when.
Well, it's definitely something that we here at Extra Life Radio are very interested in. When we first saw this, we flipped. We're like, oh, no way. We have to see this thing.
Yeah, it's a fun story.
Yeah, very cool. Now, how did it all get started? How did you meet him? Where did the idea come from? Just some of the background there.
Well, I had wanted to do a project about classic gaming for a while. I was intrigued by the subject. And so in my research, I read about Bill's Asteroids attempt from 2003. From there, I sent him an email, and we you know, kind of talked back and forth, and he mentioned that he was going to be going for Missile Command in 2005, and he invited me to sort of tag along and document the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it began, and you know, it wasn't very easy logistically just because I live in New York City and he's in Portland, Oregon. So jumped on some planes out there to watch him play a video game, which felt kind of crazy for a while.
That's awesome.
But it all worked out, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. So is it fair to say that the idea to beat Missile Command came before the movie? The movie idea didn't come to him. He kind of inspired this idea, right?
And then once I went out there and met Bill and realized that he was such a great character. He has a lot of charisma and screen presence, and just knew that it was a great story, and so just, you know, jumped in with both feet.
Now, did the arcade, from the trailer, it kind of looks like maybe he now physically owns the machine. Is that fair to assess that this is his Missile Command?
Well, all I can say is that he had a deal with the game room. It was Galaxy Games in Newburgh, Oregon.
Yeah.
And he had a deal with them that if he broke the record, they would let him keep the machine.
Oh, okay. So we'll all have to just wait and tune in and see if he actually got it.
Yeah, but he does have quite a collection of games.
Or what? Tell me why you were inspired to do something with classic gaming. Are you a gamer yourself?
For me, I didn't really approach it from the gaming aspect. I grew up with video games. I've always been a fan of video games. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always had a console of one form or another in my house, but it wasn't so much the gaming aspect as much as the story aspect to it. Watching someone struggle and fight to do this really difficult, to achieve something really outstanding was kind of what drew me to it. And also, in sort of a related sense, I was pretty drawn to sort of the culture of classic gaming fans and their affinity to outdated technology.
Yeah.
And just on kind of like a personal level, I thought it was pretty cool that there's this group of people out there that don't necessarily feel the need to keep up with the Joneses and keep with the newest and greatest thing. I was struck by this group that's happy with technology as it was and doesn't feel the need to constantly progress.
Obviously, this, I don't want to give away the ending again, but is there a chance for any sort of sequel using him again for other records, or is that still to be determined?
Oh yeah, we've already talked about it. It's we've got our sequel, which is Higher Score. And then we're completing the trilogy with Highest Score.
Awesome. Wow.
So we'll see.
That's a great idea.
No, it's up to Bill, you know. These attempts are very difficult.
Yeah.
I guess that's an understatement.
Sure.
They require a lot of Bill, that's what I should say.
Yeah.
He has to take time off from work. It's sort of like a camping trip, you know. He's got to pack and get food and changes of clothes and all, you know, all kinds of supplies and provisions. And it's not something to be attempted lightly. So he's only got a couple attempts a year in him.
Now, you mentioned earlier some of the distribution that you're heading toward. Will this appear in actual theaters, or will this be more of an art house type thing, or what's the
plan?
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to go theatrical. The running time is 50 minutes, which is a little short for that.
Yeah.
But it's perfect for television. So.
I was going to say, after watching the trailer, this seems like something that would fit perfectly on a Discovery Channel or a PBS or something.
Well, those are certainly options, and we're, like I said, we're trying to figure out what makes the most sense right now. But that's definitely the next step.
Cool.
Because I've gotten a lot of interest through the internet, a lot of emails from people who, you know, are curious about this project and really, really into gaming and really curious to see the film. So there's definitely demand out there.
Yeah, we did a small impromptu poll and found that 98% of everyone I asked would buy this on DVD.
Okay.
So there's definitely a demographic out there, not only classic gaming freaks, but I think others in general, and even a younger crowd that, you know, 20 years ago weren't even alive, mm-hmm. Barely know what Missile Command is. This idea just really intrigues people. So I think I think there's a swell of people on the internet that'll just blow you guys away with interest, and you'll sell this thing like crazy.
Well, hopefully. What you touch on there was another sort of aspect of classic gaming that kind of drew me to the project originally. It was the fact that, you know, these machines, while you can still get them on, MAME, or, you know, you can still get the ROMs or whatever.
Yeah.
The actual physical arcade units are, you know, it's not like Atari is manufacturing any more of them. So.
Sure.
You know, a limited lifespan there.
Yep. And I've always said, I don't care how well you emulate a game like Missile Command or Centipede or any of those that use that rollerball, you just can't duplicate that.
Yeah.
That control.
For more information, definitely check out our website, highscoremovie.com. We're continually updating that with the latest information. And that's the official website and the source for the latest screening and any DVD availability information as it arises. I hope to get it out there soon.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time today. I really totally appreciate it.
Yeah, no, my pleasure.
Well, that's going to do it for our interview. Thanks again to Jeremy Mack for that great information. Look forward to seeing his stuff. And if you want to check out more about the movie, again, that address to visit is highscoremovie.com. And you can learn all you need to know about this show and everything else we do at myextralife.com. Email us at myextralife@gmail.com or give us a call, 206-203-CRAP. And we'll see you guys next week on our regular Tuesday show. Thanks a lot. See you later.